All right, on the line with us is J.R. Hildebrand of Ed Carpenter Racing. He's originally from Sausalito, California, just south of us. Good to have you with us, J.R.
Yeah, great to be on. Thanks.
Tell me, how has the 2017 IndyCar season been like for you so far?
It's been a little bit of a roller coaster of a year for us. We've had had some great runs, been on the podium twice this year. But, you know, been on a bit of a learning curve just as a kind of as a unit at a lot of places. So, we've been trying to develop as we go through the season and looking forward to the final race on my home turf here in Sonoma Raceway.
Definitely is your home turf. You've been there several times in the past, correct?
Yeah, I mean, grew up racing here up at the go-kart track and, have gotten to have a few IndyCar races under my belt as well. So, certainly looking forward to the weekend.
What was your first racing experience at Sonoma Raceway?
It actually goes back much beyond my own driving here. My dad had a vintage race car. He had a 68 Camaro that was a race car from when it was new. He just raced it as a, vintage car as a hobby. And so we spent many a weekend out here just, playing around at the vintage events and, between Sonoma Raceway and Laguna Seca, went and saw NASCAR, kart, drag races, motorcycles, all that kind of stuff. So my first experience racing here was up at the go-kart track back in when they opened it in 2002 or 2003, but been up to the track a lot over the years.
Now, you've been on this track before, though, in an Indy car, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What is this track like going around that fast in one of these professional cars?
Yeah, I mean, the IndyCar, modern IndyCars make an incredible amount of downforce. That's how they get their speed. So, a place like this with high-speed corners and elevation changes, you can really see the cars at their best. You can see what they do. We're pulling three or four G's in every corner. So it's a really cool circuit to run these cars at. Very challenging track, a lot of different types of corners. You're always compromising and making sacrifices, both in how you're driving the car, but in, how you're setting it up to get the most out of it as well. So it's a challenge, but it's exciting. It's nice to be here in familiar territory.
What does the typical racing weekend look like for you? You kind of go in from one city to the next, you get settled down, you get familiar with the track. What does a typical weekend look like for you?
I mean, generally speaking, we actually have very little track time. So we'll show up on a setup day. So call it, Wednesday or Thursday, the day before we're on track. This weekend is a little abnormal because we're going to be testing on Thursday for much of the day as sort of an additional day of practice. But generally speaking, we'll come in on a Thursday. You have a couple of 45-minute sessions on Friday. You go qualify on Saturday and then a warm-up and race on Sunday. So it definitely puts a priority on being able to roll out and have it all together right away.
Do you have any time to actually, explore the area?
At times, you're always looking for somewhere to eat at night and that kind of stuff. So, nowadays there's a lot of good easy resources just on your phone to find something interesting to go do. But, for the most part, the teams in general are, you're at the track early and staying there late. So, unfortunately with the amount of travel that we do, it's a bummer that we don't get to see more of the surrounding areas, but, this weekend's a little different just because, as the season finale, everybody's out here for a little bit longer and usually guys have a chance to take some R&R and relax a little bit.
Being in Sonoma, I don't think finding a good place to eat is really a challenge here.
Definitely not. It's tougher to screw that one up than it is to get it right.
Much tougher, definitely. Now, for your career with Ed Carpenter Racing, is this your last year with them?
It's hard to say. This is my first year full time with the team, and we're sort of exploring what options might exist going into the next couple of years. So, you know, it's been, like I said, we've all been sort of learning together. We've had some great runs, and, you know, it's just a matter of how things shake out going forward.
What's the plan then for your racing future? You're not giving up on IndyCar, obviously.
No. Yeah, definitely not giving up on IndyCar. We're, you know, we get through the weekends here. Everybody's contracts extend through, you know, the end of the year. So we've got one race left. Focus is on that, and we'll address that when it rolls around afterwards.
All right, JR, thank you very much for your time this morning. And you know what? We definitely hope that your best race of the season will be this weekend.
Thanks, man.
All right. That is JR Hildebrand on with us talking about this weekend's race at the Sonoma Raceway.